As you're heading back to your spaces, I would invite the kids to come forward for this morning's children's time.
Good morning, everybody. How are y'all doing today? That's great. We had a real Dora the Explorer moment there. I invite you to wrap up your kind of peace passing moments and have a seat as we transition to our children's time, the message prepared especially for children. My name is Tyler Steele. I serve on staff here as the Director of Youth and Digital Ministry, and I am filling in for our incredible children's director, Miss Heather, as she is on vacation in Philadelphia with her family this week. So we celebrate that for her, and I invite all children to come up for this message prepared especially for them. So come on up, children. No need to go fast. There's no football today. It'll be fine. All right, come on, y'all. Come on. Hi, Rosalie. Hi, Lincoln. Hi. Hi. All right. Y'all have a seat as you're all gathering. And I will begin with a question for you. What would you say if I told you that I had a tasty treat for you? All right, yeah, someone threw something out there, right? We had a little answer. Be a little surprised. And I'll tell you what, I thought about not bringing food, because one of the last times that I also filled in and did the children's message, I also brought food, and I don't want to create this weird sort of expectation that every time I'm up here, I feed you. But at the same time, there's nothing more Methodist than teaching with food. So that is what we're going to do today. So I have got, oh, look at this, some wonderful cookies, and I will give you each a cookie, but you can eat it. It's not going to be one of those things. But what do you say if I was to say, hey, look, I've got a cookie. What do you say so you can get that cookie? Oh, okay, so we had some options. I heard please and I heard thank you. Great, yeah, so we'll start with please, right? So what would you say?
May I please have a cookie?
Oh, wonderful, Catherine. You may. Go ahead and grab that one. All right, and I'll go on through. What do you say? Yeah. Here you go, Lincoln. Yeah, you get one for free. You're a little pre-verbal, mostly. Please? All right. Levi, what about you? You don't want it? All right, we'll skip Levi. What about you, Ben? Yeah, awesome. Cool, that's great. So y'all remember to say please. And I even heard... What's that? Yeah, why not? Here you go. Yeah. Here, keep the whole thing. Oh, you're so welcome. Now, you all remember to say please, which was great, and I even heard some of you remembered to say, what did you say after you got the cookie? Thank you! That's right, and that made me feel so good as the person who gave the gift to know that you appreciated receiving it. And that reminds me of a story in the Bible. Crazy how that happens. In our gospel story for today that we're going to read here in church in a minute, there were 10 people who were very sick. And Jesus healed all of them. And they all went to the temple to show how healed they were. And guess what happened next? Only one of them came back to say thank you to Jesus. Only one of the 10. And I know that we can hear that story and we like to think, oh, if we were healed, we would go back and say thank you. We're good people, right? But think about this. How often do we remember to say thank you to God for all of the gifts that God gives us in our life already? Our friends, our family, the very breath that we take, the house that we live in, all of these things are gifts that have come from God. And sometimes we just forget to say thanks because we get a little bit busy. And that's okay. But we want to take a little bit of time today to remember to be thankful to God, because God likes it when we remember. When we say thanks to God, it helps us to kind of realign our priorities a little bit and think a little bit more about who God is and where the gifts in our life come from. And that's a pretty cool thing. So will y'all pray with me as we say thanks to God right now? Dear God, thank you so much for all of the gifts in our life. for our friends, for our family, for the food we eat, and the very air we breathe. Help us to be thankful all the time. Amen. All right, y'all, you can eat your cookies, and let's go to Children's Church. Yeah. You didn't want a cookie.
All right,
let's go.
They're
let's
heading
go.
Out to Children's Church. All are welcome to go as well, or stay here. Either way.